Mark Buckley is a fellow. He's actually been here to Petersburg before, does a lot of research on salmon quality and quality programs. He was working for the RSDA, which is the Regional Seafood Development Association up in Bristol Bay, and doing some studies on different handling practices of salmon and how they impacted quality and ultimately the bottom line.
How do the findings from up there maybe apply to down here?
I think they apply very well, particularly in the case of gillnet, because that was what he was looking at up there, obviously. What he did was he tagged salmon that were brought in under differing conditions and on different vessels, and recorded what those conditions were, sent them through the processing line, and saw how they were graded at the end as far as number one, number two, and number three.
As far as, like, if they had been in refrigerated seawater.
Icing versus refrigerated seawater, soak times on the set varying from 18 minutes up to 3 hours, whether the fish was bled or not bled, the number of bags that were in the hold, the number of pounds that were in each brailer bag, the way that they were handled on the tenders, and he also looked at how they were treated as they were removed from the net, as in dropped on the deck or placed into the brailer bag separately. And so he looked at a whole bunch of different handling things to see how they impacted quality at the end.
And so do you think there'll be things that people can get out of that from that they can maybe use on their vessels if improving quality is an important factor for them?
Yeah, absolutely. The results of that study led to some specific recommendations of his for how you can get more number one fish out of your load.
Which directly impacts the price you get. Number one gets more price, a higher price than number two.
Yeah. He's going to talk about an additional program that he did, which is the quality report card program, where this was where the fishermen's fish were directly tagged, and then they got a report card at the end of the season that showed what percentage of their fish were number one, number two, number three versus their peers. And then he can translate that to what was the value of that fish that you brought in to that processor. I feel like this is a first step towards getting at what I hear a lot of times about, you know, we need to tie the increased quality, the increased time that a fisherman's going to spend to the increased value that the processor or the end user is going to receive. And this is a step in making that direct link between that quality and that long-term value, I think. And so that's one of the major pieces where I feel like Southeast Alaska could learn, actually, from what's going on up there, as well as these additional handling practices and the differences that they make in the quality, too. There's a fellow in Bristol Bay named Dave Hansen who's worked with Mark up there on this project, and he's actually developed a new product that I've heard called a salmon trampoline. This is something specific for gillnetters, and it's just a simple ramp made out of fabric that's strung underneath the gillnet when the fish are picked.
Oh, so when they fall, they don't hit the deck.
They don't hit the deck. And I've got just a little snippet of video to show about that, to show people what that's about. And Dave said I was welcome to share it with everybody here. So I thought that's another innovation in quality that's happening up there in Bristol Bay that we might be able to learn from down here.